online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KM FM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1, here's Joanna Earl.
14 people are now known to have been killed in two terror attacks in Spain. A woman who was injured after a car drove into people in the town of Cambrils has died from her injuries. It happened hours after a van ploughed into crowds on the busy Las Ramblas in Barcelona yesterday. The Foreign Office says a small number of British people have been hurt. Richard Gregg from Dartford was nearby when it happened.
Literally a street where there is no escape for pedestrians. There are roads either side with a big pedestrian avenue down the middle. With the van coming down at speed down there, there would be nowhere to run either into traffic at the sides or just be thrown into the market stalls under the food vendors at the sides. It's just absolutely horrific.
Richard told KM FM he's lucky to be alive.
We're just really grateful that we were 2 minutes later than the attack. 2 minutes earlier, we would have literally been headed to the exact spot where that van ended and, could well have been, victims of that crash.
Police say a fourth person has been arrested in connection with the attacks. Security expert Will Geddes is in Barcelona. He says the busy tourist street was an obvious target.
It is a Piccadilly Circus, if you like, of Barcelona. That it makes for a very ideal prospect for the delivery of an attack, particularly using a vehicle as we're seeing so regularly now. In these very busily congregated pedestrianised areas, they need to be truly pedestrianised and there need to be vehicle risk mitigation measures put in place.
Well, Theresa May says she's sickened by the senseless loss of life and that British authorities are working with those in Spain. A minute's silence has been held in the city for the victims.
KM FM News.
An investigation's underway after claims a woman was sexually assaulted on a rooftop car park in Maidstone. She's said to have been touched inappropriately by a man as she waited to pay at the Mall on Monday afternoon. We've got a description of the suspect at kentonline.co.uk. A guide's been produced to try and help hundreds of people made redundant by a Kent salad company find new work. Southern Salads in Tunbridge, which supplied supermarkets and restaurants, announced on Wednesday they were stopping trading with immediate effect. Around 260 people have lost their jobs. Tom Tugendhat is the town's MP.
We know one of the reasons this happened is because of currency fluctuations following Brexit and the fact that this has imposed extra cost on Southern Salads, who import much of their winter produce from the Netherlands and from France.
He's produced the guide to help staff. We've tweeted it via at KMFM News.
This is KMFM.
We're getting the chance to see plans for a new power link between Kent and the continent. The ElectLink project will cost £500 million and supply electricity to a predicted 1.6 million homes in England and France through the Channel Tunnel. Here's project manager Steve Dillon.
This will actually make us probably the greenest route out there, to be honest. We're utilising 51 kilometres of Channel Tunnel, so it's minimal disruption. It's bringing in jobs to Kent.
You can see the plans at Sellinge Village Hall later. A teenage girl reported missing from Chatham has been found safe and well. 13-year-old Barbara Bogdavova was reported missing from Ottaway Street on Tuesday. And Colleen Rooney has announced she's pregnant with her fourth child. She's confirmed the news on Twitter, saying she has had a scan and all checks are fine.
Sport.
With Dino Rod, the drainage experts in Kent. Visit dino.com.
Now with the latest sport this lunchtime, here's Molly.
Well, in football, and Gillingham travelled to MK Dons this weekend, still looking for their first win of the season. They picked up a draw and defeat from their opening matches. Defender Conor Ogilvy is on loan at the Jewels from Tottenham. He says they're after all 3 points tomorrow.
The organisation at the back's good. We've conceded one goal out of two, so like you said, so it's going in the right direction, and hopefully we can get a few more clean sheets and push on.
Cricket and Kent are still in with a chance of making the quarter-finals of the T20 Blast after beating Essex last night. The Spitfires hit 221 from their 20 overs at Chelmsford, with the home side ending 11 runs short of the victory target. It means the winner of Kent v Surrey at Canterbury tonight will make the next stage of the competition. Meantime, England's cricketers are in a strong position when they resume against the West Indies in their first ever day-night test match this afternoon. Joe Root's side ended the day yesterday on 348 for three in their first innings. And in rugby, England will play France in the semi-finals of the Women's World Cup. Kent's Rachel Burford is part of the squad who made it through after beating USA 47-26 to finish top of Pool B.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.